As our moderator said, my name is Susie Sacker. I work with John Snow Incorporated in our DC office. And today I'll be talking about how we can speak the same language by harmonizing how we measure stockouts and availability of contraceptives in developing countries. APHA requires that we disclose any financial relationships related to the presentations, and I'd like to note that I have no such relationships to disclose. To provide an overview of the presentation, I'll start with the background about this activity. Then I'll talk about the indicators themselves. I'll talk about some efforts around indicator adoption, and I'll show you a snapshot of some of our stockout indicator data. And then I'll close with next steps. So to start with background, why did we consider harmonizing stockout indicators in the first place? We found that there were inconsistent measurements in the way that different organizations measured stockouts, and this included differences in the way that even the term stockout was defined. It also included differences in the indicators that different organizations and country programs used, and in methodologies used to collect data on the indicators. And so all of this led to some confusion about the meaning of some of the collected data and how we could really trust it or use it best. And for this reason, in order to be able to use the data for advocacy and system strengthening, we wanted to harmonize the way indicators are collected and understood. To give you an example with sample data, you may see in one country report that stockouts are 40%. 40% of health facilities are stocked out of a product. And then you may see in another report that's 30%, and in another report that's 70%. So you may wonder, well, which is right, or what does this really mean? And without more information, we really just can't know. And so in this example, it may be that they're all true. So it may be that 40% of health facilities don't have the product today, whereas 30% of facilities that offer the product in the first place don't have it today. And 70% of facilities could have had a stockout of the offered product at some point in the last 3 months. So the purpose of this slide is really to show how important it is to be clear about what we're measuring so that everyone can understand it and best use the data. The goal of this activity, again, was to get people to speak the same language in order to meaningfully mobilize actions to decrease stockouts. And the specific purpose was to propose an approach to measuring stockouts of contraceptives that would be more reliable so that the information could be better understood, used to measure progress, used for advocacy, accountability, and decision making. In the interest of time, I won't get into the details of what we did, but we've been working on this for the last few years, and just to give you an overview, we started with a landscape analysis where we interviewed and surveyed a lot of different organizations, including service delivery, supply chain, research, advocacy, etc. And we asked about the indicators that they used or wanted to be able to use. We then also reviewed their documents of indicators, and then we drafted a suite of indicators. And we field tested the indicators in Zambia through on-the-ground field tests in health facilities and warehouses, and then also using Bangladesh electronic logistics data that was available. And throughout this process, we worked with the Stockout Indicators Advisory Group that provided input throughout. So what are the harmonized stockout indicators? We've just finalized them, and we have four categories of indicators that are listed A through D here. The first is products or methods offered. The second is point-in-time stockouts. So it's really a snapshot. Right now, what are the stockouts? The third is range of methods available. And the point of this category is to try to get at method choice, whether clients, when they come to a health facility, have a choice of a range of products available to them. And the final one, category D, is frequency and duration of stockouts over time. So it's looking more over the course of time as opposed to just a snapshot at a particular point in time. And for each category, we have one primary indicator for the category. And this is the indicator that we recommend that organizations and country programs use if they're only going to use one indicator for the indicator category. And then we also, for each category, have two additional indicators that are also available to organizations and country programs that have the resources or the interest to collect the information. So in total, we have a dozen indicators in this indicator suite. I should also mention that one of the primary indicators is what we're calling the universal indicator, because we request that all organizations that collect stockout data for contraceptives collect information on this indicator, and I'll talk more about that in a minute. But so for each of the categories, I'm listing here what the primary indicators are for that category. So for products or methods offered, the primary indicator is the percentage of facilities that offer each product or method, and this is reported by individual product or method. For the point in time stockouts primary indicator, this is the one that we're calling the universal indicator that we really want the community to rally behind to get the broadest data set available on stockouts. And this is the percentage of facilities stocked out by product or method offered on the day of the assessment. And that could be the day of a survey, the day of a facility visit, or the day of the last logistics report. For the range of methods available, our primary indicator is the percentage of service delivery points with at least 3 modern methods available at primary level health facilities, and at least 5 modern methods available at secondary or tertiary facilities. And this is on the day of assessment as well. And finally, the primary indicator for the frequency and duration of stockouts over time is the percentage of facilities that experienced a stockout according to the ending balances of any of the last 3 months. And this is reported by product or method offered. We have all of this information and more in our indicator guidance document. It's a very detailed document. It goes into some of the background of the activity and then goes right into each of the 12 indicators with detailed indicator reference sheets. It includes information about definitions, formulas, where you can find the data, how to describe the data, etc. And it's available at rhsupplies.org, which is the Reproductive Health Supplies Coalition website. So how are these indicators being adopted? FP 2020, Family Planning 2020, has adopted 2 of our indicators, and that's the Universal Point-in-Time Stockouts Indicator and the Primary Range of Methods Available Indicator. If you're not familiar with FP 2020, they're a global initiative that's trying to increase the number of women and girls with access to reproductive health information, services, and supplies by the year 2020. And the goal is to reach an additional 120 million people by that time. And they're working in 69 countries, and they have annual reports where they provide information about how countries are doing. And these are 2 indicators that they've adopted. So that's really fabulous to get the community on board with these indicators. They're mainly collecting the indicators through UNFPA surveys and through surveys by PMA 2020, which is a project, Performance Monitoring and Accountability 2020. So just to give you a sense of some of the data, I've graphed here some data from PMA 2020 in a few countries based on assessments in 2014. And here is graphed the universal stockout indicator, the percentage of service delivery points stocked out on the day of assessment. And you can see the different methods are in different colors. The gray is emergency contraceptives, and the green is female condoms. So in these countries, at the assessment in 2014, those were the methods that were most likely to be stocked out. The other methods were stocked out in 10% or fewer of health facilities on the day of assessment. And then for the primary range of methods available indicator, you can see again just a snapshot of a few countries here. In red, we have the percentage of primary service delivery points that have at least 3 modern methods available on the day of assessment. And in blue, the percent of secondary or tertiary service delivery points, so higher level facilities like hospitals, that have at least 5 modern methods available on the day of the assessment. So the purpose of showing you this snapshot of data is just to show how nice it is to be able to see various countries' information using the same indicators, and to get a sense of how nice it'll be able to have this information over time to really get a better sense of what's happening in countries. In terms of further advocacy for use of the indicators, the Reproductive Health Supplies Coalition has a global campaign called Take Stock, and it's mobilizing the community to address stockouts, and they're promoting use of the 4 primary indicators. Related to this, PAI is developing an advocacy plan for the world's largest multilateral, bilateral, and non-governmental organizations that work on reproductive health services and supplies, for these organizations to adopt the 4 primary indicators. And you can see the organization's logos here. Our next steps are to further disseminate the indicator guidance document. We are also translating it to French and Spanish. And then the next step after that is for the Reproductive Health Supplies Coalition to begin implementation of the advocacy plan to really get more organizations and country programs to adopt these indicators for the greater good. As John Skibiak, the director of the Reproductive Health Supplies Coalition, said, "We cannot overcome together what we cannot see together. We are forging a common vision of what we must overcome." We hope that with these indicators, the Global Reproductive Health Supplies Coalition will really rally around them to get a better sense of what's happening in terms of stockouts so that we can better prevent and address the issue. Thank you very much for your attention on this early Monday morning. I'd also like to thank my colleagues Ellen Thompson, Sophia Hassan, and Dana Aronovich, as well as all the Stockout Indicators Advisory Group members whose organizations you can see here. And if you would like to discuss this further after today's presentation, you can reach me at sthacker@jsi.com. Thank you very much.